American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Here we go. Wow, what a week. Wow. Historic stuff in America. Did you ever think you'd see it, right? First Amendment on the chopping block today. How long before the second follows? That and much, much more today, I can promise you that. Welcome inside to First, these Armed American Radio Monster Broadcast Studios from the Carr Firearms Group Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. I'm Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day, 6 days per week, and all of this being presented to you and brought to you by X Insurance. If the recent events in this nation, by the way, haven't yet convinced you to make sure everything in your life is covered by real insurance policies, including your freedom, your businesses, your activities, well, I would suggest you begin rethinking your plans, okay? X Insurance has you covered. That's why they're here. Xinsurance.com to get your start, to start, I should say, your coverage process. It's free, and they will build a policy for you, and I can assure you that I sleep a hell of a lot better at night than I ever have because of my coverages. We'll talk about that later. Recent events, speaking of recent events, if you ever thought, as I said just a moment ago, in your lifetime that you would see what we're seeing unfold right before our eyes in America today, and I'm going to suggest to you that I hope you have, as listeners of Armed American Radio over the last dozen years, because we've talked about it together over that entire time period here on the program. And I've said for 12 years now that if the radical left continues their destructive path towards socialism, we're all going to have to make some difficult decisions. Those days are here. They're on us now. It's not coming, but they're here. Not maybe they'll be here soon. They are here. They're upon us. Remember, we can never, ever, ever refuse to accept the situation. We're smarter than that. Now, this is going to be a topic of conversation for days, no doubt weeks, months, and probably years, sadly, to come. But we're witnessing the evils of the progressive left agenda of silence and cancellation of anything and anyone who disagrees with them. And we're doing it right before our eyes, aren't we? Big tech we're talking about and many others. Don't think for one second they won't come after this program, because they will. But they will fail. They will fail big time. But they will try. Big tech can't get their hands on this microphone, no matter how hard they try. Now, this is serious business. Your basic freedoms are at stake. Since the rally in D.C., where unfortunately, a small handful of idiots turned a huge peaceful rally, and that's what it was, into a bucket of shark bait chum, and that's what it became. And remember, we spoke to some of those folks live on the weekday show prior to trouble starting. Now the legacy socialist media is in a feeding frenzy, along with the radical political left, including big tech. Giant monopolies we're talking about here. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple. All in with the radical political left. All of them. Think about this. In shutting down free speech in this country and disavowing anyone on their platforms that they disagree with. I know. It's the whole private business thing. But I would argue with you successfully and dig deep into my business studies when I was in college about the monopolistic of this. These have become ingrained in your daily lives. These are not just normal private companies anymore. You're going to see that happen over the years. But they've shut down everyone. This includes the president of the United States. Of course, any other outlet they don't even own, such as Parler. Think about this, which is going dark apparently about less than 4 hours, 3 hours and 50 minutes from right now, if you're tuning in live, because these firms are so huge. They control the platforms that everything else runs on. If you don't understand that, let me give you one little snippet. In this case, Amazon Web Services, otherwise known as AWS, which this program uses to archive thousands of hours of years of radio dating all the way back to our first show. This very program uses that platform. Don't think this hits close to home. It most certainly does. Oh, what a tangled web they've sewn, right? The hypocrisy of these radicals knows no boundaries. And I'll be playing audio clips for you of them in their own words and their own fake newscast later in the show today. I have the audio. You'll hear their hypocrisy for yourself. Your blood's going to boil. So with the very destruction of our very freedoms, the foundations, I should say, is probably the best, with the destruction of the very foundations of freedom unfolding right before our eyes, you can bet the right to defend those freedoms is not going to be far behind. In fact, it's already begun with the implementation of a Biden-Harris administration in just a matter of a couple weeks, whose idea of unity, by the way, means agree with me, or in the lingo of text messaging, STFU, agree with me or STFU. And if you refuse, I or my minions that control your dependency on big tech, well, we'll do it for you, as we've seen this entire week. And the political left applauding this. Think about this. The tolerant political left applauding everything we're talking about here today. Now, let me make this very clear. That's not the gun nut radio host acting as a fearmonger. Let's get this straight. Rather, it's the pro-rights freedom host simply telling you what the incoming administration has in store for you directly from their website. Registration schemes, background checks, bans, confiscation plans. Yes, never Trumpers. You too. I throw you in with the rest of them who gave us this garbage. Read it on their own website. That's if you can get your heads far enough out of your collective tedious suffering tail ends to actually read the words from the Biden plan and the Socialist Party agenda, the Democrat platform, from pages 47 and 48. I have them up here on these screens. We're going to get to them today. Because believe me, when that agenda begins rearing its ugly head and jumps up and bites, believe me, and it's going to do it. And when it happens faster than you can understand a Joe Biden sentence, this host right here, and if you're watching me on camera, look me right in my eyes and listen to me carefully. This host is going to hold you accountable. Loudly. You won't be able to outrun this microphone. That much I can promise you. You have my word on that. With all of this unfolding right before our eyes, some of you may feel a sense of despair. Those rotten to the core socialists have the country now, in large part because of two Stacey Abrams-controlled counties here in the red state of Georgia, DeKalb and Fulton counties, who've just, by the way, handed control of the U.S. Senate to Chuck Schumer. These things I'm saying to you now are actually coming true. Nightmare scenarios. I can promise you that your guns are on the block. And we, gun owners, freedom lovers in total, all of us, whether you own a gun or not, you don't have to own a gun. All you have to do is love your freedoms, whether you own that gun or not. We need to work together today like we have never done before. Never before. This is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. So how are we going to do all that? Well, we're not going to solve all those problems here on Armed American Radio today, but we will get a big head start on it. And I'd like to say that we've been here before. I'd like to be able to tell you that. When all seems lost, just remember, January 09 through January 2017 on this program, the Obama years. And so I'd like to say we were there. Remember, they controlled the government for the first 2 years of the Obama administration. Remember that. And I'd like to be able to say we've been here before. But let me remind you, those years were child's play compared to where we are today. Child's play, if you can imagine that. I can go back and listen to the first programs, the first months of this program, and I can tell you it was child's play. Think about this. The iPhone was only 2 years old at the time. 1 year old during the election. 1 year, the iPhone. Look at how far we've come. Big tech now censoring you and Parler on their app store because they don't like what you're talking about. But I guess nobody does drug deals or discusses riot plans on an iPhone, do they? Or uses them as an IED to blow something up, do they? The hypocrisy there knows no bounds. Big tech has us by the collective sack, folks. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a man coming up who for 40 years and was just recently our eyes and ears in the White House, a man who's beaten these gun grabbers in courtrooms across the nation for decades, and a man who, thank God, knows how to do it and provides us his time every week here on AAR. Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the SAF and the CCRKBA, is going to be here in just a few moments. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
out to Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Boy, I tell you, the Monster Cast show, the studios, the Car Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. We love it, and we love them. All of it being presented to you today by X Insurance. If you want to watch us on the live streams, we're out there on multiple platforms on YouTube, and we're out there on Facebook, as long as they'll have us until we get kicked off at some point in time, which I'm sure will happen. We've got a fairly large group watching us today. We appreciate that very much. Please make sure to like and share it. And if you're watching, you can see behind me who we've got on the screen. Let's jump right over to him there. And that's Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, it's a pleasure to have you here, my brother. What a bizarre. The change from last Sunday to this Sunday is remarkable, sir.
Unfortunately, you're correct. And it's not remarkable in a good sense. It's remarkable right. In the bad sense. It feels really good to be with you and your listeners and camaraderie here with like-minded people. I think it's important for all of us to rally together and work together right now. So thank heavens for your show, Mark.
Well, thank you, Alan, and thank you for giving us so much of your time. I've really been enjoying chatting with and reading some of the comments in here as we go through the program today during the break. And, the biggest one is, John Lane says, we're curious to hear what Alan thinks. Or Alan Gottlieb's coming up. Everybody buckle in. Everybody's looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I'd like to get some of your thoughts on my opening remarks. I'm going to be honest with you, Alan. I had to really tamp myself down. It's really easy to bring Angry Mark up. This is an emotional time, and people are very angry and upset. I want to be able to keep people in perspective as to where we are, but we cannot refuse to accept the situation. We have to go forward, and we have to do this together. Please comment on those opening statements, if you would.
I liked them a lot, Mark. I thought you did a really good job in trying to be clear with it and state it as it was and not leave yourself open to be attacked by our opponents for missing a word or saying something that they can take out of context. You know, like in all honesty, you know, I wasn't happy so much about the rally taking place in Washington trying to intimidate Congress to do their job to begin with. When a small minority broke away and broke into the building, it disturbed me greatly. But it actually disturbs me just as greatly to see the Democrats, the corporate media, and the tech industry jump on this and go absolutely crazy, not just, you know, to the extent of saying Trump can't be on Twitter or on Facebook, mm-hmm. but also now wanting to impeach him. You're talking about resurrection and destruction of the Capitol. Well, I just want to remind your readers something, your listeners, it's something that they may not even know about. It's probably some of them may be too young. But on November 7th, 1983, the U.S. Capitol building was bombed by a group of radical right. leftist revolutionaries known as the May 19th Communist Organization. One of the people arrested and convicted was Susan Rosenberg. She was sentenced to 58 years, but she only served 16. She is now the head of the Black Lives Matter Global Network, supported by Biden, Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, and all the big tech companies and big media that are now attacking, you know, Trump, making him responsible for the actions of other people that broke into the Capitol. There's a lot of things you can criticize Trump for, and rightly so. But the bottom line, this shows you the demonization that used to take place, that demonized people that the left didn't agree with, like gun owners, to the moral way they tried to demoralize us. And now they're trying to deplatform all of us. I mean, I guess they're into the 3 D's, which will go through the Democratic Party. I mean, this is just totally ridiculous. It's all about freedom. And you're right when you're open, and you're open, how you talk about how this is a blatant attack on First Amendment rights, which they're going to use to attack Second Amendment rights. We know it's coming. They've telegraphed mm-hmm. it. We've been talking about it. And it's going to get worse. And that's why we all need to band together now and stand our ground and fight smartly. And get engaged, involved, and more so than ever. And it's not time to give it up, give up the ghost, because what they want to do is basically put us all in a position that we feel like we have no say, we can't do anything, and we drop out. Well, we are not going to drop out. We're going to call up the reinforcements, and we're going to fight twice as hard.
Huh. It's good to hear you on the program. I'm glad you're here. And I know listeners are getting a good dose of this too, Alan. Thanks for those comments. Let me give you a brief montage, listeners. and viewers of, and I apologize for not having this screen up for you, those of you who are watching the show, but I want to quote for you Kamala Harris with a burning city behind her. Protesters should not let up, she said, over the summer. She also set up funds to pay the bail of those individuals that were arrested for destroying American cities and looting businesses. Nancy Pelosi with a burning building behind her. I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, Pelosi said. Maybe there will be. Then you got a talking head from over there at CNN. I don't know who she is. Suffice to say, she's bald. Maybe that rings a bell for you. I don't know. There needs to be unrest in the streets. There needs to be unrest in the streets with burning city behind her. And, of course, probably the most infamous of all, Alan, is Maxine Waters. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them that they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Alan, this is really frightening stuff for a number of reasons, but they're literally trying, I'm not metaphorically speaking here at all, and trying to anger the crowd or the radio, or is for entertainment purposes. They are absolutely literally trying to cancel you, me. They would love to disappear us, wouldn't they?
Most definitely, Mark. I mean, let's be candid about this. They want to make gun owners and gun ownership not welcome in America.
Well, they're going to have, I'm going to be straight up with you, Alan, and straight up with the audience. Guys, when I have Alan on the program, I don't have a whole lot of notes, okay? We're talking about this openly as if it were a private conversation, and it kind of is because we're all family here across the country on these 200-plus stations when we talk about these things. But, Alan, you heard me mention that we can't refuse to accept the situation. The fact of the matter is, as much as it disturbs us to say it, those lefties, those gun grabbers, are going to run all three levers of power in Washington after the inauguration, House, Senate, and the White House. Is there anything standing in their way when it comes to what we know is going to be a Biden-Harris onslaught on our rights? And when we come back from the breakout, I'm going to read some of that platform so people understand what we're talking about. But is there anything standing in the way?
Yes. You, me, and every one of your listeners.
Bingo. And we're going to explain how to do that. Well, we'll go ahead and get us started. I mean, let's first start about talking. I mean, joining the SAF is probably a clear-cut way to do it, right?
Well, not just joining SAF, but every gun rights group out there, national and local and statewide. We have to be really engaged, really energized, and out there playing smart and using the system to beat them at how they're trying to use the system against us. And we can do it.
I know we can do it. We'll talk about how we've done it in the past as well. We'll reiterate some lawsuits that Alan has in place and what we're going to do through the courts, which the Second Amendment Foundation, of course, nobody can touch them. I have some audio of a new television spot that the Second Amendment Foundation and Alan have rolling. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. And I also have some fun audio we'll play maybe in the final segment of the media and the utter hypocrisy of their being okay with burning cities. And not what it's just, you get it. I know you've seen it. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, right after this. Don't go away. Like and share these posts. Come on, it's big tech. Let more people watch.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Of Reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Absolutely have to love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason over KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, of course, in Wichita, Kansas. Lots of fans in Wichita, Kansas. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. I am Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. I am filling your prescription for freedom, for what is going to be no doubt the fastest 3 hours of your life this week. I can promise you that it generally is every single week. We are coming to you from the Carr Firearms Group studios. This is the Lead Slinger's Whiskey Microphone in full action with the volume cranked up right now. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. We're talking to the legend, the man, the patriot, living, breathing patriot, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Welcome back, sir. Let's talk briefly, Alan, about, because I'm seeing comments in here. People are liking what you have to say, and we need to stick together. You've got a television spot coming out. If it's okay, I'd like to play the audio for that. Can I do that right now? Would you mind?
Play the audio, and then we'll talk about it. Go ahead.
Sounds good. Let's do it. I'm coming from my board. Let's do this. Come on.
Your Second Amendment rights are under attack like no other time in history, and the Second Amendment Foundation needs you to take action now. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have pledged to make taking away your Second Amendment rights a top priority through gun bans, gun confiscation, government regulations, and even a gun tax. They have aligned themselves with anti-gun activists like billionaire Michael Bloomberg and appoint radicals like Beto O'Rourke as the anti-gun czar. The fight begins now with your text of PROTECT 28 to 474747. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747 to pledge your support and become a Second Amendment first responder. Your right to own a gun and protect your family are on the line. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and join the fight to protect your Second Amendment rights. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747 to pledge your support and become a Second Amendment first responder.
All right, Alan, that's pretty clear cut. And I want to first off say this. Are you fear-mongering with that? They really want to do that?
Well, I'm sure that Facebook and Twitter would say that. I'm sure that, you know, Amazon, you know, cloud services would probably say that. I'm sure Pelosi and Bloomberg would say that. But, you know, I'm just telling the truth. And what we're trying to do here is next week, I've been lucky enough, thanks to our supporters, many of which are your listeners, to have raised enough money to buy 40 national TV spots across multiple networks, and Dish and DirecTV next week. So we'll be on, you know, Fox News, Fox Business, CNBC. We're even going to be on MSNBC and Bloomberg's network. And we're there through Dish and DirecTV without having to pay MSNBC or Bloomberg a penny. And, of course, it's really going to ruffle their feathers, and I'm really glad about that. It'll make them feel the heat back. And I'm in the process of trying to raise the money to run it the following week as well. I'd like to keep this on as long as they're attacking our rights. I'd like this spot to be running on national television. And I'm really excited about it. My hope is that next week alone we bring in 25,000-30,000 new people that we haven't had in our databases to help fight for our gun rights, with people texting PROTECT 2A to 474747 and bring them into the fold into the battle. And then if we can keep it going each week, we can keep doubling and tripling the amount of people that are coming into our ranks as energized supporters of Second Amendment rights to try and help stop this assault. And that's one of the many things that we're working on in organizing gun owners to make sure that we're organized, engaged, and involved to be able to fight back.
And I say that sarcastically, obviously, listeners and viewers. Here's why. Because I'm going to direct you to page 47 and 48 of the Democrat Party platform. It's not Alan making this stuff up. That ad's not fear-mongering. That's the real deal. It's right off their own website. You see, unlike others, I take them at their word. This is what they say they want to do. And let me just mention a couple of these. And direct from page 47, the bottom of page 47, and the top of page 48 from the Democrat Party platform from 2021. Democrats will also ensure the Center for Disease Control and Prevention will have sufficient resources to study gun violence as a public health issue. Yeah, remember Obamacare with that one? Including the ongoing health care. Mental health, economic. Democrats will enact universal background checks, end online sales of guns and ammunition, close dangerous loopholes. What dangerous loopholes? Whichever ones they call it, they make names up. Boyfriend loopholes, Charleston loopholes. Misdemeanors bar you from life. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Mark, what it to them is the Second Amendment is a dangerous loophole to stop them from having a totalitarian government wiping out our First, Second Amendment and other rights that we currently enjoy. That's why they're coming after gun owners and guns so heavily.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. There's no question about it. They're also talking about guns be safely stored. Go ahead.
Yeah, when they talk about, insurrection and not respect for the government trying to shut down dissent. The problem is they're the ones that are creating it. They're the ones that are proliferating it. You know, if they weren't attacking, example, gun owners and gun rights, gun owners probably wouldn't care and wouldn't be engaged or involved. We're here in self-defense. We're not, this isn't offensive at all, per se. We're just trying to protect our constitutional and civil rights.
Alan, it's amazing how the pendulum has shifted in the past few weeks. I mean, I say few weeks, it's been shifting for a while, but nonetheless, it seems like this stuff kind of sneaks up on you, kind of like it did in Virginia. A lot of people don't have their eye on the ball. All of a sudden what happened in Virginia, which had been building for a number of years, seems to have just popped up just like that, when it really didn't, did it?
Well, it culminized, in what happened. It obviously took a lot of planning and a lot of work from the other side quietly to get there, by talking about, hey, we support the Second Amendment. But, voters, a lot of gun owners, they're not really going to take my gun away. They may take somebody else's away, but I still get to keep mine. Well, I mean, the problem is they come for one gun today, they'll come for the rest of the guns tomorrow. All they're trying to do is divide and conquer. And our people need to realize that. And we got to get really engaged and really involved. You and I have been preaching this for a long time now. We watched what was happening in the election cycle with a lot of the fake news, a lot of, you know, things the media was saying that wasn't true. We see that all the time on so-called gun polls that are out there that everybody wants, supports their agenda. They don't support their agenda. The American people support the Second Amendment. It's just that the media does a very good job of confusing the issue and trying to give out false narratives so that people go and vote the wrong way.
Well, we're going to see that times 50 gobzillion now with their partners in position to be pulling all three levers of power. We're going to see misinformation like we've never seen before. More lies of omission, I think, than anything else. Alan, go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, the bigger problem we have now is with all that, we now have big tech virtually unanimously willing to trample rights. And we know where they stand on Second Amendment rights already in most cases. We know where they've given their money and which politicians they've supported. And the problem here is now they have a way to shut off a lot of our microphones, so to speak. They have a way of stopping our reach. You know, I'll be honest, I've watched over the last few years the reach on Second Amendment Foundation's Facebook page decrease and decrease and decrease. While the number of people we have following us goes up, up, and up, Facebook doesn't allow us to reach our own people on our Facebook page. So I know where they're coming from. We have to get really, really engaged in this and say we're just not going to put up with it. We are going to fight back.
The vast majority, what Alan is saying is very true. I see it on my own page. At one point, over 100,000, down 18,000, 19,000 right now. And the reach continues to drop while the videos continue to pick up reach. What happens, Alan, is that those individuals who like you as organic followers, and ours are 100% organic, are not being told in their feeds that we're on. Your information isn't reaching the vast majority of these people. I mean, they're literally censoring you, even though it doesn't appear they're censoring you. Gregor, how much time do we have in this segment? Okay, we've got 20 seconds. Alan, go ahead.
We also have the problem that the media as a whole, most people now get their media news through the internet. If somebody else controls the internet, they control the news feeds as well.
Well, and of course, I'll take it to the break with this. This is the old communist doctrine. Control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. It's been used for decades to control people. And the biggest form of control in that little equation is the lie of omission. It's not going to tell you what they don't want you to hear. Chinese communist propaganda, Chinese communist CCP. Guess what? The Dems want a Freudian slip, will pass legislation that will ban your assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Right on their page. Don't take it from me. I'm not a gun nut. Go read it yourself.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com. It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Carr Firearms Group studio on the Leadslinger's microphone here, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. If you're watching on the live streams, I'm holding up a 5-pound bag of Liberty Roast organic Defender Coffee. Came the other day. Amazing stuff. We needed it. We were out in the house. AAR is the promo code. DefenderCoffee.com. Please support all of our partners. You see what's happening out there. They're trying to cancel everybody. We've got to work together as a unit. These partners that we work with keep Armed American Radio and this voice on the airwaves. We are 12 years in. April 26th is our 12th anniversary. Believe that or not, April 27th begins our 13th year on the airwaves. Leadslinger's Whiskey, xinsurance.com. Just go there and start a quote, please. Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Crossbreed Holsters. Crossbreed Holsters is the microphone on the Daily Show, the weekday program. Make sure to go over and check out all the discounts on the website. And, of course, North American Arms with us for another year. MyPillow.com. Are you kidding me? Mike Lindell? The guy's a patriot. He's been all over the country fighting on behalf of our freedoms and our rights, and he supports this program. I've got the video and the audio to prove it. We'll be running that in the next few weeks. Frontsite.com. Frontsite.com. Piazza, myself, Jason, and others will be working together with X to bring you some cool events coming from Frontsite in the very near future. In the meantime, TrumpsArmy.us. TrumpsArmy.us. Make sure to check it out. Piazza's got you covered over there. You can get on the list. Doesn't cost you a dime. And if you go to frontsite.com/mark, let me throw that in there, /mark, you can get that course, the certificate for the $2,000 course, 100% free. Doesn't cost you anything. And guess what happens when you do that? Armed American Radio is supported. It didn't cost you a dime. Use it. Don't use it. Sell it. Whatever you want to do. And it supports this radio program. Please, frontsite.com/MARK. It's so important. Bursa is out there with us. Rafael DeValle will be with us next week. Bursa, you know I want that Thunder 380. I've got to have it. And, of course, Carr Arms. Let's not forget that. Let's go back now to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, with this final segment, I guess... let me ask you a question. Do you mind? And I want to ask you if it's okay if I play some audio. I'd love for you to hear
some of the hypocrisy from actual reporting from the riots over the summer. You ready for this one?
Go for it.
Take a listen to this.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal. Morally,
it says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
But thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care that much about statues.
Respectfully, should that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
You're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
People get mad, and people get sick of it. People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up.
Most of the major movements in American history have started at the grassroots level and at some point have turned into direct conflict with American government. So remember your history before you judge your present.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I disagree.
That is unbelievable, Alan. That is just incredible. Now, I had the luxury of being able to watch it. And what you saw in the background was cities burning. Literal chaos. You know, just incredible.
You know, I live in the Seattle area.
Right.
I've seen the destruction in the city of Seattle. I've taken 3 trips to Washington, D.C. to be at the White House. Walking through the streets to get to the White House, I see all the busted windows, the boarded up stores, the damage done to property, the defacing of faces of buildings. But that's okay if it's all done by the left. Now, I don't think it's good if it's done by anybody. But the bottom line is that the other side will use this every way they can, take away our rights, our freedoms, starting with the First and Second Amendment rights. And we're seeing it happen right now.
We are watching it in real time. And I, if I can find this, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a tweet out. I just want to read it to you. This is all happening in real time. I love live radio. The elected officials who amplified and repeated known lies about our election served as drum corps to insurrectionists. The drum major in the House was GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. Representative McCarthy bears unique elevated responsibility in all this chaos. He must resign. She's been going back and forth with Cruz. Cruz needs to resign. Everybody needs to resign. Everybody needs to be canceled. These people are going after their political enemies, Alan. I have never seen it like this in this country. And I'm going to be frank, upfront, and honest with you. I am incredibly concerned about what the future for my 16-year-old son, whom you know very well, you spoke to him today, and my 18-year-old daughter. I am very concerned what the future holds for them. Alan, we're at a point now. We've got a minute and a half left. I want you to close the show out and tell people what we need to do to stay together, stay calm, and do things the right way. Alan Gottlieb, go ahead.
Well, I think your listeners know that they need to be engaged and involved and support gun rights groups and get involved in social media. And speaking of social media, of course, we've hired Brad Parscale, who did all the stuff for the Trump campaign, turned out all the bodies at the rallies, built up the whole, you know, database of supporters all across the country. He's now working for the Second Amendment Foundation. You're going to see staff come out of the box very heavily on the internet this year, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to reach people, hopefully before the internet shuts us off, because we need it to grow, you know, and so we're going to try and take as much advantage of it as we can, as quickly as we can. So anybody who can help support us and donate to us, both to keep our TV spots on the air, to have our internet media campaign going so we can both support our One Lawsuit at a Time project, our Winning Firearms Freedom One Lawsuit at a Time, our Second Amendment First Responders program. Those things are really, really, really important. Help grow the Second Amendment family. So we need everybody's support right now more than ever. SAF.org, please, I'm begging all of you, because you notice when AOC wanted to cancel everybody else out and everybody else should resign, she didn't ask Biden to resign or Schumer to resign or Pelosi to resign or even herself. All these people have supported all the violence on the left for the last year, which helped spur gun sales a whole lot because people are worried, you know, defund the police, take away people's guns, let the crazies on the other side run wild, you know, take all of our politicians off the board. You know, they should all resign. And then be filled by who? The crazies. This is what we face, and we've got to stand up to it now.
Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm sure my listeners, I know you listeners and viewers will heed the advice from Mr. Gottlieb and get involved. If you are not a member of your local grassroots organization in the state that you live in, please consider doing that. You can join other organizations around the country. I'm a life member of AZCDL, for example. All right. So I'm a life member of SAF. You can do this around with gun rights organizations around the country, but we need you. We need you now more than ever. And we're going to be talking about this, of course, probably for the foreseeable future, because the enemies of our freedoms have all three levers of power in Washington. Later in the show, I'm going to read you Biden's own website. It's not the crazy gun nut. All right. I'm not fear mongering. I'm reading it from their pages and I'm going to take them at their word. You would be wise to do the same thing too. Good heavens. Those of you who can't figure that out right now, right? Man, oh man. Andrew Pollack, Meadows dad, Parkland father, coming up next. He will be followed by the great AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. Do not miss this next hour coming up. That's followed by the Roundtable. We'll be back.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.